Happy Monday, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Well, hopefully by the end of the week, you'll be doing really good. We're getting close to the holidays. This year, it just seems like it flew by the fall. I mean, October and November were just gone.
I know. I still have shopping to do.
I do, too. I haven't done a thing.
I keep thinking I have time. Then I look up and think, wow, time's running out.
That's right. It sure is. Well, you have been busy doing business journalism, as you do every week. And on the cover this week, a very important part of the Las Cruces economy, the expanding medical mile that we have up in the vicinity of Loman and Roadrunner. It just keeps growing. And now it's not only growing down those streets, it's growing up into the air because we have another high rise in Las Cruces that's going up.
Yeah, that's a big facility up there. Rio Grande Medical Group, which is probably the biggest, doctor's office here in town. They claim to be the biggest in the southwest New Mexico, and they could be. They have an awful lot of patients. They're at 4371 East Loman Avenue, 4351 East Loman Avenue, which is on the third floor of the Mountain View Regional Medical Center's plaza right there, which is the building right next to the actual hospital. And they've been in there since about 2003. But they started looking for more space, and they decided to build. So a lot of people can see right next door this three-story building that's been going up. And it's going to be the new Rio Grande Medical Group place. I often wondered, as I drove by, if they're going to fill the whole thing, because that's a pretty big building. They're going to fill pretty much all of it. They have a little bit of space. One doctor is going to lease a little bit of space from them. But it's going to be mostly them. And they're adding services like x-ray, ultrasound, physical therapy, and even a pharmacy. So it's going to become more of a one-stop shop for a lot of people.
Yeah, very interesting to see that kind of growth. And obviously, a very successful medical practice to make an investment like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is going to be, it's a $5 million project counting land cost. The building is a little more than 30,000 square feet. Which is obviously more than they have. They have about 120 employees right now. They'll be adding about 10 more or so when they get started in the new building. And they're looking to move middle of next month or so.
Wow.
January. So, yeah, this is it's a big practice. They have 24 doctors, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, according to my count. And they've been looking for, a couple of years they've been starting to think about moving, and last November 2011, when they secured the land and then broke ground this past June and have been working at the project.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that one. Now I know why I've seen the work going so fast and furious here if they're moving in before too long. That explains it for sure.
Yeah, mid to late January.
Okay, well, in the profile this week, you have a gentleman who has worked in the nonprofit area for some time.
Yeah, this is a nonprofit business called Jesse's Bikes for Tykes. It's been around for 5 years with a board and everything, but this the gentleman, Jesse Rodriguez, who started it. He's been doing his charity work for about 20 years. And what they do is they fundraise all year long. You know, they knock on doors, they go to businesses, they go to schools, anywhere from 17 to 22 elementary schools a year, and they give out bikes, as well as toys and other products. Bikes are for the kids who draw the winning name or whatever. But and then toys are given out to other kids too. It's a way to sort of highlight and recognize children who've done well and who have good attendance and that sort of thing. And I like to highlight nonprofits every once in a while, and this is a really neat one, especially this time of year where you're thinking about charity a lot, and also people who might not have as much as others, and a chance for kids to get bikes. So this gentleman's been really doing it. He started out just sort of like fixing neighborhood kids' bikes and that sort of thing, and he enjoyed doing that. He just more and more started giving things away and helping people find stuff, and it's become this nonprofit.
Okay. Well, in what's new this week, we have some hellos and some goodbyes.
Yeah, that's for sure. U.S. Bank, I reported on them several weeks back that they were getting close to opening. So they should be opening today. Today is their opening, their soft opening of the new U.S. Bank branch, which is right there at the corner of East Loman and Foothills Road. And Jeffrey Silva, some people might remember him. He was with Bank 34 for a while, and he's involved in a lot of boards and charities here in town. He's the bank manager. And they're also planning a grand opening on January 8th as well. So also, we've seen some closings. Sisparo on North Main, at 1601 North Main. It was called Sisparo Automax. It was a used car location. They've closed that lot because what's going on is very interesting. Because of Hurricane Sandy, a lot of used cars are being bought up back east and at auction, and people need cars and that sort of thing. So used cars are in demand, but they're getting harder to get a hold of. So instead of spreading out their lots thinner, they decided to go ahead and close that one. There's a chance it could reopen at some point, but right now it's closed. The late night lunchbox was at 12120 South Water Street, and it is closed now. And that area is supposed to be turned into another cafe, maybe even run by the Mountain View Co-op. We'll have to keep track of that. Maison de Mesilla for the first week of January will be closed. They're going to do some remodeling and stuff. And the owner, Callie McCord, said she'd just give her employees a week off and after a busy holiday season. So if you see that, it's not closed for good. It's just closed temporarily. And the place that used to have the Natural History Museum in the mall right now has a photography studio. Temporary for the holidays. Andre Michael Photography is there.
Ah.
And after the New Year's, it's going to get American Eagle Outfitters is going to move in there because they're going to be restoring their store they already have in the Mesilla Valley Mall. So they're going to move all their operations there, and that's going to last probably about 90 days or so.
Oh, it's a temporary move.
Yeah, it's a temporary.
Oh, okay. So they can remodel their other space.
Yep.
Got it.
It's nice to see that space getting some attention, though.
Yeah, and before long, the new, as we've pointed out before, for folks who may have missed a segment, we'll also be getting a new anchor tenant with Conn's, which is something that a store that's actually advertising on TV in the market now due to an El Paso location. So they are a furniture seller, and also they sell appliances as well.
Appliances and electronics and everything. So they'll be going in there at the Bell's building that's been empty for a long, long time. So it'd be real nice for the mall to get that space filled.
Yes, it's been a long time in coming. Okay, in the Babbling Brook, a problem in the office, gossip. It's always a problem.
It's always a problem, but there's this new study out of Amsterdam, the University of Amsterdam, that says actually, gossip can be used almost as a motivating factor. You don't want people talking about you around the water cooler, so you work harder. Or if people aren't gossiping about you, you know, it might be an indication that you need to sort of straighten up and fly right a little bit.
Gossip avoidance. Okay.
But, yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know how true that is. You know, gossip can obviously be a bad thing, too. But
For sure. Well, it's never a bad thing to talk to you, Brooke, because you always have your hand on the pulse of business. And thanks to you, we bring it to our listeners as well as remind them to get all of the details in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.